Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone. I'm Michael Finney, and this is the weekly consumer podcast from 7 on Your Side. I appreciate you downloading this. Let's begin yet again, yet another week talking about credit cards, because if you have a credit card and you're carrying a balance, you can expect to be treated horribly by your bank. You can expect to be paying a great deal more in interest. What we're seeing is that banks no longer want customers that carry a balance. After spending years and years and years convincing all of us that it wasn't so bad to carry a balance, now banks don't want us as customers anymore. So you need to pay down your balance and get to zero if you want a decent credit card and a decent rate. We're watching this rush towards the bottom when it comes to consumers and their credit cards. The bottom line is banks are in deep trouble. They're scared that you've been as wild with your money as they have been with their money. So they now just want folks who use a credit card to charge an item and then pay it off at the end of the month. That way they make money off the transaction and they don't have to worry about you defaulting. By the way, all the way along, that's how you should have been using a credit card anyway. So start paying down your credit card the best you can. I know this is tough. It's very easy to sit here and preach. But look, if you've got a credit card balance, you've got to start eating away at it. And that means you've got to, you know, quit having a latte, quit going out at night, start living within your means and actually below them so you can pay off that credit card. This is becoming extremely important. And here's the latest on that. Bank of America, which we've heard very little about when it comes to their credit cards and customers during this entire crisis, they now are telling the Wall Street Journal Online that they are going to raise interest rates for about 4 million customers that carry a balance. Now, about a week ago, we started hearing from consumers saying, hey, B of A has upped my rate. I'm now into double digits. And B of A is confirming this to the Wall Street Journal, saying, yep, if you're carrying a balance, we're going to up your interest rate. That the mood of the country is such, the economy is staggering enough that we need to charge more. We're also beginning to hear from Wells Fargo customers that their rates are going up. The two major banks for the longest time here in the Bay Area, Wells Fargo and B of A, we've heard very little about them upping rates on credit cards till now. So if they're doing it, just about everyone else is going to do it. You're going to have to get control of your own finances and do away with this. We've been telling you over and over again how banks have been doing this. Well, here they are. And it gets even worse. American Express made a mistake and thought that one of its customers had filed for bankruptcy, so canceled his cards. Well, this guy is fairly well-to-do. He contacted us, said, I'm retired. I got plenty of money. I don't know what the deal is. I've never filed for bankruptcy. So he contacted American Express and explained that. They saw that was true, and they said, yep, I see we made a mistake. We're not giving you your card back. So he contacted us. We contacted American Express, said, you made a mistake, so he doesn't get a card, which shows you how little they want to have a card out there. So they went ahead, and they gave him the card back. They admitted the mistake, but they upped his interest rate 3% because of their mistake. It is Alice in Wonderland out there. When it comes to your credit card, you have got to be very, very careful and pay very close attention. Homeowners insurance. Most homes in America, it's estimated 60%, are underinsured. That means if they burn down, they're not going to be rebuilt. Not to the level of what they were. If they're a three-bedroom, they may end up a two-bedroom or a one-bedroom. Are you insured for enough? Again, we're finding many insurance companies aren't explaining to their customers that they need to be buying more insurance, and that's because these same insurance companies don't want to pay for a total loss. Back in the day, if your house burnt down, you had a policy that said, we rebuild it. Most consumers still think the policies say that. They do not. You have to give them a dollar amount on how much you're willing to insure for, and then by law here in California, that amount plus 25% is what the insurance company has to spend. If your loss is more than that, that's that. So if you have not upped your insurance coverage in 5, 10, 15, 20 years, you're not covered. So how do you figure this out? That's the big problem. Because you have to know, how much does copper pipe cost? How much does it cost to have a plumber install that copper pipe? What does wood paneling cost? What are 2x4s? Concrete. Well, it's all but impossible to know this unless you go to this little-known website called AccuQuote. AccuQuote.com. It walks you through some very simple questions, and then it tells you how much you should insure your homes for. Now, insurance companies subscribe basically to this service and spend a fortune on it. The company is giving it to consumers basically for free, $7.95. And get this, if you go to our website and you watch our report, you can get it for 20% off. They wanted to give those who saw this report a discount. So go to our website and you can get a discount there, 20% discount. AccuQuote.com. Here's the other thing. If you've bought your house in the last couple of years, last 4 or 5 years, you may be overinsured. This is something everyone should do. AccuQuote.com. Employment Development Department. That's the unemployment office. If you lose your job, you show up there, right? Wrong. Do not go to the office. Go online. They're not set up to see you. If you show up in person looking for your unemployment check, they're going to point you to a bank of phones, and you're going to wait till you get on those phones. Those phones are not magic phones. You could make the same phone call from your home and get through just as quickly. Or you can get on their computers. Again, they are not magic computers. You could sign on at home and get on just as quickly. The Employment Development Department does offer services where you can get training and some help in job searches. And that's when you want to go down there. But if you're just looking for an unemployment check, online and by phone. Let's see. What else do we have to talk about here? There is so much going on. Energy conservation. Have you ever heard of the Snackwell effect? Snackwell effect is when you know you're eating low-calorie snacks, the Snackwell, which used to be a brand name, is a brand name, consumers will eat more of those cookies because they know they can, that they have fewer calories. Well, as it turns out, we're doing the same thing with energy savings appliance. When we buy an energy efficient air conditioner, we run it more. When we buy an energy efficient refrigerator, we'll leave the door open longer. So we're doing away with all the savings. The advice here, knock it off. Treat the high-efficiency appliances as if they're low-efficiency, and that's how you can make some money. Also, by the way, the federal government has Energy Star rebate program, $1,500, up to $1,500 for energy efficiency around your home. Go to pg&e.com and see a bunch of information on that. Let's talk about getting stuff for free. How about mac and cheese? We've got a restaurant giving that away. Or baked feta, a different restaurant, and we're giving that away as well. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. You want to check out my reports are on ABC 7 News every Monday through Friday at 5 and 6 o'clock. I'm also on The View from the Bay every Monday and Friday. And start following me on Twitter. I'm tweeting. Yes, I am. Once or twice a day, most days. Look under M. Finney on Twitter. That's it, everybody. Thanks a lot for downloading. Goodbye.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.